Valerie Brown says while there's been some pushback about the idea of reconfiguring Williamson Road from two lanes each way to one with a middle third turning lane, there are also stakeholders looking forward to a demonstration project commencing this fall.
There are those who are involved with public transportation. We have the biking group, we have churches, and we have the area schools. So everybody who touches Williamson Road in some way, shape, or form.
Making Williamson Road more pedestrian-friendly as well is another goal, says Brown.
Right now, when someone wants to cross the road, they're fighting four lanes of traffic, and they have to keep going. There's no place to stop in between. With the configuration that we're offering, they only have to go halfway. So they're crossing the road, and they only have to watch traffic from one direction. They get to the center lane. It's like a respite stop for them, and then they can continue the rest of the way.
Brown also says GRABA, as she calls it now, is running out of short-term meeting and office space at its headquarters due to high demand.
People from all over the country coming to rent office space. We've had people from Florida, from California, from the Midwest.
Brown says a handful of businesses along Williamson Road have been repainted, while others have or will take advantage of facade grants, bringing more curb appeal to that busy roadway. Gene Marano, WFIR News.